Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curtis, I don't know what the exact temperature is, but I'll tell you, it's going to be cold on Scoop Island if nothing happens today with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you onto a capsule.
We will keep you up to date on whether anything happens. And I think, did you put that poll up or are you waiting on that on social media?
Oh, I'll do that right now. Okay. I got lost in the laughs with my friends Gail and Katie.
Bruins end the season with a loss. They should have ended the season with a loss in regulation because then they would have been assured of having the fourth pick. But now they will watch and wait and can drop as low as number 7, and we will talk with Mike Milbury tomorrow on the show on a Bruins Thursday about all things Boston Bruins, and Curtis will put a poll up about where you stand on this current front office, who has been here for a while, Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, and whether you have the faith and feeling that they should continue in their roles or whether you are hoping for a change.
I just did it because I think if Cam leaves, he's going to resign. I don't think there's a chance in hell that Jacobs fire Cam Neely.
No.
So, simple poll question. Should the Bruins fire Don Sweeney, yes or no?
Okay.
We'll get your results.
And I feel like we went over, there's very strong feelings in the room. Wiggy says yes. Shime says no when it comes to Don Sweeney. So, and curious.
I just feel like, what are we doing here with Don Sweeney?
I understand. I mean, he has, during his tenure, this team has won a Stanley Cup. That was his tenure. Am I correct about that?
No, that was the Shirelli tenure. Yeah. That was they Peter went Shirelli, to a Stanley so. Cup under Don Sweeney, Stanley but Cup, lost.
Lost.
Two.
In tragic fashion. Game 7 here on the ice at the Garden. Yep. So. But got them there, got this team the best regular season record in the history of the sport. But it just becomes what the expectation is. Certainly this, I think the expectation as an original six, mm-hmm, and the way that this franchise has operated is that you are a playoff team every single season, and you're not this year. So I think that is that's difficult for a lot to stomach fan-wise.
Right, and that's their expectations because – We had a similar conversation about a GM and Bill Belichick where we would criticize him for not being able to get the team, you know, and they won a championship in 2018, and we were like criticizing him, like he can't put a team together, he's making the wrong decisions. Like, we were criticizing Bill Belichick, the GM, mm-hmm, more than we were Bill Belichick, the coach. Yeah. So the fact that we're sitting here going, well, Sweeney's done a good job.
But Bill missed the playoffs 3 of 4 seasons, Wiggy.
I know, but Bill also brought you 6 championships. Like, the fact that we're sitting here going, a guy who's brought you 0 championships, yes, getting to the playoffs, I get it, but is that what
fans want? Not like he's put together bad teams.
I'm not saying he's put, but
like he's given the team opportunities.
Has he not underachieved as a GM?
Him? No, I don't. I think the players have underachieved.
I'm talking about collectively the Bruins.
Well, but he put those players together.
Yes.
So
Yeah, I know, but he's not the one that blows a lead in the Stanley Cup final.
But how many years has Sweeney had this job?
I believe like 15 now.
Okay, in what other team in Boston would a GM be there for 15 years without winning a championship and still have his job?
None. The last one was, well, he won a championship, so I couldn't even throw him into that, was Danny Ainge. So
right.
None.
He won 5 years in.
Yep.
No, but you brought it up earlier, and several texters have said rare point by you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
They parted ways with Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge went and got himself a job afterwards.
Right.
And then you got Brad Stevens, and Brad Stevens was able to get them the banner. So
that was one of the things that we criticized Ainge about. Yeah, you won a championship in 08, but what have you done since then?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you've made great moves. You got us Jason Tatum. You got us Jaylen Brown. But what have you done? You got to championships and lost. It should be about, yes, you get the teams into a playoffs, but that doesn't mean you should be able to now just, is that all we want?
Yeah.
And I think, but that's the difference with Bruins fans.
Yeah.
Well, not fans, but the Bruins organization. A successful season to them, ownership, is making the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I got to stand by my source. The source told me it was a resignation, and they said it was coming today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I didn't specify whom, but well, I don't know.
All right.
We'll see. As I said, I'm hanging out here on Scoop Island.
Yeah,
I have a white T-shirt on.
Yeah,
but not much else.
Yeah,
I'm Winnie the Pooh on Scoop Island. If nothing happens,
you're Winnie the Pooh.
I'll tell you that much.
Maybe you might get a little bit of grace till Friday, but
I don't think so.
I think Wednesday being life altering.
I said Wednesday. I got to stand by that. All right, Chime. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Well, if your father or your mother or your husband or your wife or your brother or your sister or your bestie helped to build this city, then Ketch's Law would like to honor them and what they did for this city. And so right now, Ketch's would love for you to nominate a hardworking hero, and they could win $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and get their photo on a billboard as Ketch's pays proper tribute to those who built this city. They built this city with rock and roll and with hard work. And so please go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate somebody now. Shine, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Coach Joe Mazzulla of the Boston Celtics joined, pardon my take, and has a very, as you put it, very specific dress code for his fellow coaches. Here was Joe Mazzulla with pardon my take.
I heard that you don't let your assistant coaches wear championship merch from last year.
Is that true?
That is, yeah.
They can't wear it like even at home. Are you policing them at home?
I wish I could, but I'm not. I mean, I would love to just like show up to one of their houses and like they see me through like the bedroom window and they have like, a shirt from last season on.
What about fans? What about like hypothetically a podcast producer that wears 2024 Boston Celtics NBA champion shirts all the time? Is that person living in the past?
I mean, clearly he doesn't want us to win or move forward.
And so,
that's not true.
That's a good point.
That was a hypothetical.
He's living in the past.
All right, Jiu-Jitsu Joe.
Yeah, he's certified.
Says, do not live in the past. No championship gear. Yeah. I like it.
I love it.
I think, he's a hardo.
He is.
He is.
But in the best way possible.
He is an absolute hardo. And so, and you like this matchup. Like, you're not, you have zero concern. Mega will be here at 9. I'm sure we'll find out from her how she feels.
Yeah, I think that when you start to just look at your path in the East, you'll get the winner out of the Knicks and Detroit series in the next round. I think you should easily be able to win that. And then you'll either see Cleveland or, if they you know, do what they're supposed to do, come out of that. And I think
Cleveland scares you a little bit.
Not really. They don't scare
I think
me.
They should.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not concerned
with
Cleveland.
They did pretty well against you in the regular season.
Yeah, but
so
I'm
did
not,
Orlando.
Yeah, I'm not that's concerned what, with that. Yeah. Okay. The only team that kind of like I concern myself with would be a team like Oklahoma City.
You see the big ratings news yesterday in the NBA?
No.
Interesting. So Celtics TV ratings down, which is shocking considering they were the best team in basketball last year. 25 of 30 NBA teams, local TV ratings down year to year. But there is an interesting nugget in the awful announcing post. I will read it. After national NBA ratings faced viewership declines in the 20% range early in the season, the league surged late due to increased Christmas.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Christmas Day audiences and newfound interest sparked by the, wait for it, Luka Doncic trade. The NBA finished down just 2% across ABC, ESPN, and TNT for the season. I wish I had someone who told me that when that trade was made.
Yeah, you're moving the goalposts, son. We all agreed that the Luka trade was going to be interesting and it was going to get eyeballs to TVs, but you said the NBA and Adam Silver were the reason behind the trade. That's where we disagreed. But we all agreed that this was good for the NBA.
No, I said the day it happened, I said whenever something like this occurs,
right,
figure out who benefits.
Right, but we disagreed.
Okay. Why are you? I'm not talking to
everybody. Because you're taking a victory lap. You're taking a victory lap on something we agreed on. We all agreed that it was good for the NBA.
So everybody was saying what I said.
When does Curtis get to take a victory lap? Right. Only if the Lakers make it to the finals.
I mean, can I at least get out of the capsule? Or
I would imagine that you get the victory lap once Adam Silver goes, I made this move.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
I don't think he's ever going to admit
it. Ricky, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So what's your victory lap?
Hi, NBA fans. I'd like to announce we did indeed facilitate the trade.
So what's your victory lap?
I don't know. I guess that.
No. I'll listen and wait. Yeah. So your victory.
I think if the Lakers make it to the championship, then I think Curtis can take a victory lap.
David Stern, we did indeed freeze the envelope.
I think there's an email where he acknowledges it, and weirdly, Jordan Hudson is CC'd on the email, Curtis.
Right. Your victory lap is something we agreed on in the sense that the ratings
don't
would
take
be
it
better.
So personally,
I'm not taking it personally.
You seem bothered by
no,
it.
I'm bothered by you take a victory
I know,
lap.
So, okay, fine.
I'm bothered by you take
I'm
a victory
go for
lap
jog,
over
you can
something
ignore it.
Over something we all agreed on.
All right.
You're not really making sense.
We have to pause here.
Why do people not watch the South?
Obvious goes back and goes, "Did you see what was tweeted out yesterday? I want to say
Captain
I'm right
obvious.
Again." We all said when the Luka trade happened, this was good for the NBA. Captain Obvious stands on his barrel of whiskey and goes, "Did you see the tweet?"
Why is he standing on a barrel of whiskey? That would be the last thing he would stand on.
No, but
the man doesn't drink.
Do you know who Captain Obvious is?
I've heard the term Captain Obvious. Is he a whiskey person?
I don't know if it's whiskey or rum, but it's.
I don't think that's Captain Obvious.
I think you're thinking of Captain Morgan, Einstein.
Yeah, Captain Morgan.
Yeah, right.
That's not Captain Obvious.
But that's it's based off of. Yes, it is.
I love you.
It's based off of that.
Oh, God. You're priceless.
Mitch, pull up the commercials.
Can I get a little credit, Curtis, for deciding that he was the absolute perfect person for this radio show?
Mitch.
Based on things like that.
I wouldn't take a victory lap yet.
Pull up the commercials for Captain Morgan.
And he looks just like Captain Obvious.
No, and they say if they stayed in there, the Captain Obvious.
All
right. You're thinking of the Hotels.com ad.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to take a break. We've got to take a break.
I knew there was a captain in there.
We'll continue with the rest of They Said It, including a discussion on the threat by Travis Hunter if he doesn't get his way when it comes to playing both ways in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.